family and have an entertainment. And I visited a friend in New England, and a friend of hers came up from New York too, and we got on the subject, and this friend was interested in a group at the Bronx in New York who met in an old schoolhouse, and she said that she would take me to see them. Well, she did, and there were the furniture from people's attics. They were drinking tea out of broken chipped dishes and so forth. But they were having such a good time, and they were having so many laughs and everything. And I just thought it was wonderful. Yeah. So when I came home, they were having they had an automobile.
Oh, the carnival. Carnival where they raffled off the automobile.
Yeah,
that was when I was president, yeah.
Right. And one of the girls, somebody asked me anyway, and I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $500, and if I win the automobile, I had this in the back of my mind that I was going to start something like that in Pittsburgh. And I said, if I win it, I will, I'll give you something, give you more. So, no, not just now. Well, anyway, they had a child, a little girl, draw the for the automobile, and my number came up, and they had this meeting on Easter Sunday, I think, at the Y. And they'd been trying to get us all afternoon. They finally got me on the phone, and they said, you won the automobile.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very excited, and I called the girls, my daughters, and I said, come, they're going to bring the car up here, and you girls, you all come up over. I'll let you draw for it.
That was, I believe, in 1946, when it was very difficult, almost impossible, to get cars.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jane had one car, and Fran and Joe had two. And I let them draw, each draw three times, and Jane won it.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her the car. So then
Goldsmith.
She was either president of council.
No, Bess, I was president. And Dorothy Blumenthal was chairman of the carnival at that time.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Florence, I think a connection with Florence was then later with the council lounge when she helped with the decorating and everything.
How about, girls, what we have to drink?
Nothing, thank you.
Are you sure?
Positive. sometime we're coming here just to have a drink.
Well, I hope so. So anyway, one of the girls called me, and
Florence, because Florence was chairman of the raffle committee. She was chairman of the ticket sale. That's right.
Oh, that may be it.
That's right. That's
it. Said that I had promised them something, and I said, will you come to have lunch with me, and I'll tell you what I had in mind. And I told her, and she said, they must have talked this all over ahead of time. And I said, I'll give you $5,000 to start with, to start this lounge. I didn't call it lounge, I don't remember what, for older people.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
If you can find a room, to rent a room, and I will give you the $5,000. Well, they, Kaufman's gave them quite a little furniture, chairs and things like that, and everything they got was new. Because I said, don't take any old stuff to furnish. I want it to look bright and cheerful and so forth. So they did. They found this place on Forbes Street.
Mm-hmm.
And Cy always felt that it was too bad that they had to go up and down the steps. He was afraid somebody would fall and they would really get hurt. And so all the time they had that place on Forbes, I was looking for another place. And then this house came up that we have now, and I bought that for them and paid for remodeling and so forth and so on. And so that's that. And of course, I've always been interested.
I think I've always had the feeling that of the various things that you have done in your life, that council lounge and then later the Anathan House.
What? Yeah.
That the council, I always felt that the council lounge and later the Anathan House gave you the greatest amount of satisfaction and personal pleasure of any of the things that you've ever done. Am I correct about that?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Do you think it's because in this particular situation, first of all, you had a feeling for older people, but the fact that you had a, you had a personal contact there. It was more than just...
That's quite right. I think you're right about that. I started some things in Steubenville when I lived there that gave me pleasure too. But we don't even talk about that. But anyway, I think it was the council lounge that has given me the most pleasure.
Bess, in looking over and looking back over your life, do you feel that you've accomplished in life what it is that you wanted to do? Do you feel that you've had a rich and full life, or are there things that you would, if you had to do them over, you would do them differently?
No, I don't think I would. I've been very well satisfied with the way that things have turned out that I started. And I don't know, maybe it sounds conceited
to
say that.
No, it doesn't, no.
But, of course, this last year I've been sick for the whole year. Mm-hmm. And but I hope to be able to do some things yet before the end.
I hope so.
Isn't she something? Yes. You've had a very full and rich life, Bess.
I have.
Yes, you have, and you've had...
And as I say, I told you before, my father was such an inspiration. Father never told me to do anything, but fortunately, he made it possible while he lived for me to do the things I wanted to do. And that means a great deal. Lots of people would do them if they had the money. But I'm very fortunate to have had a father like my father.
You really loved your father, didn't you?
Well,
you really loved your father.
I adored him. I didn't get married until I was 27. I had a few beaux. But my father, nobody compared to father until Cy came along. And Cy had so many of father's
qualities
and traits that I just couldn't say no.
Isn't that? It's beautiful to hear this kind of thing. Not everybody, Bess, is blessed enough to look back on their lives and say it's a good life.
Well,
because I mean, you gave of yourself, and that's the reason, I think.
But I feel that I got more pleasure out of it than what I gave, because it was pleasure for me to be able to do these things and to do them.
Bess, I wanted to ask this. Did you bring up your children the way you were brought up?
I'm afraid not. I tried to. Well, I can't say that I didn't bring them up the way I was brought up. But as I just say, I had my father as an example. My mother, too, had fine qualities. She was a real lady. Mm-hmm. And but you know, the children today, they have their own, they like to live their own life.
What about your grandchildren? How many grandchildren do you have?
I have five.
And what about your grandchildren? Do you think your grandchildren will carry on the same kind of tradition?
I don't know. I really don't know. Stanley has a 2-month-old baby that he's spoiling. they're spoiling terribly. She's a little whimper from that baby. I'm sorry, I'm so showing everything I have.
No, but the thing is this, I think it shows. I mean, you've always been an honest person. And certain things and that you feel are right.
I feel that Jane and Fran really have taken after Cy and me to a certain extent. I'm very pleased with them the way they are. Franny is a homebody. Jane likes the outside world. She likes all the things that she does. She does too many things, mm-hmm. but that's her lookout. Mm-hmm. But
Bess, I'm speaking too much, but Sarah, would you agree with me that the example that Bess has set is something that will be remembered? And
yes, I will agree with you.
I am pleased with my grandchildren. They really are fine young women.
That's right.
And Stanley, too, is most thoughtful and kindest person you can imagine.
And isn't that a great deal, Bessie?
Yes, it is.
It's a very important thing.
And my sons-in-law, too.
That's right.
And my sons-in-law are devoted. They call me sweetheart.
Yeah. Sarah, is there anything area that you feel that...
No, I think this has covered everything today. Covered it extremely well.
I hope it doesn't sound too conceited to tell all this.
No.
It's not being conceited. It's all very truthful, and it's exactly what we wanted to hear you say.
Well, as I said, it gave me more pleasure than I felt I was giving anyone else.
Which is a tremendous tribute to you. It's tremendous tribute.
Well, I was very fortunate to be able to do it. I'm sure a lot of people would have done it if they'd been as lucky as I was.
Well, I think, Bess, on that note, with the fact of giving your own particular view of life and your own appreciation of everything, we're most grateful to you. And I'm awfully, awfully happy that this past year is over and that you are well enough to give this, and may you have many more years. May you live to be as old as your grandmother, whom you also adored.
Yeah, I did. She was a great example.